Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And what have you been engaging?
Before I get into that, I wanted to ask a quick question, which there's another person that you speak to by the name of Rose that lives in Germany, and we noticed that in response to the question about our essence intent, that they were similar with mechanics being a focus, and so I wanted to see if it's the same essence.
No. It is not the same essence, but yes, you do have similar intent in this focus, but I would also express to you that even when you have similarities in an intent, you obviously express them differently because you are different individuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I would also say that when you meet another individual that incorporates a very similar or the same type of intent as yourself, it can be interesting and beneficial to interact with that individual because you have a very strong commonality.
Yes, and I think we find sharing sessions to be very beneficial.
Excellent. That I would express more for her than you, that is tremendous, Florida. I would express that at times she experiences difficulty in connecting with other individuals.
Okay.
I would say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I find also her sessions to be terrific as well, just because obviously a lot of the same issues dealing with distressing feelings. It's something that we're all dealing with.
And I would express that my conversations with her are excellent, that she genuinely pays attention. She genuinely has a very strong desire to expand and to understand and to know, and applies the information as well as she can. And I would express that she definitely evaluates and ponders the concepts tremendously. She's a tremendously intelligent individual with a considerable depth. And I would also express that she is one individual that I have personally complimented and expressed to her that I would sincerely consider her to be a bodhisattva.
Agreed.
Therefore, I would be very encouraging of both of you.
Thank you. So, lots of interesting experiences over the last few weeks, mostly positive, a little
Excellent.
Bit negative. So I'll go through some of them. One was a very interesting experience that happened about a month ago, in which I was traveling for work, and while on the plane for a multi-day trip, I made the intention that I was going to have my room was upgraded to a suite in my hotel. And it didn't happen the first night, but the second night, in a very unlikely scenario normally, it just hasn't happened in over a decade for me, it actually happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so that was really cool just to see the sort of short-term feedback. Secondarily, something that happened that was not so positive but seems to be moving in an okay direction was the work environment here. The business has not been performing well mostly this year, and this was after we had already had layoffs earlier in the year. And I had another difficult interaction with the boss in which I got the sense that she was of mind that I was next online. But during our conversation, it went differently than some of the other times in the past where she really did appear to soften up. And then in subsequent conversations, she actually has been friendlier, and they had me hire another person for my team, which is not necessarily a move that they would do if they were thinking of letting me go very soon. Now, while this has been occurring, right, so this has been occurring during a time where I'm able to increasingly be present at work and see my reactions to all of this, knowing the idea that I am doing this or I am creating this or drawing this. And so a lot has changed since then, but I just wanted to start with maybe my first impression. Again, this was from a few weeks ago. I no longer feel like my impression for after that meeting is the case, but I wanted to get your feedback.
In relation to your position there?
Yeah.
Or in relation to your interaction with your boss?
A little bit of both, because as long as I'm operating under the belief that it's someone else's decision, right? Those
yes.
two are intertwined, and I haven't completely, stopped the influence of that belief.
I am understanding, but in that, you are noticing that you are influencing of the situation with her because her interaction with you changed.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable because I've had a lot of interactions with her in the past, and she can get going in a direction and there's nothing you can say that will influence
or so
her.
You think that there's nothing you can say or do that will change the situation, which is not necessarily true. I would express that this is the piece that gives you that validation and builds that confidence in relation to these pieces about some outside sources creating your reality or creating parts of your reality. And when you can begin to see your influence, when you can begin to see that when you change something, that changes what occurs around you. It changes those outside sources by generating a different influence. Then you can begin to move in that direction more realistically, that you actually do create all of your reality, and that becomes considerably reinforced. Now, what I would say to you is that you began with the situation of uncertainty and wondering about your job, and you notice, or you know in some capacity, that that subject is linked to your interaction with your boss, and that if your interaction with your boss is not moving in a positive direction, that likely increases your situation in relation to the possibility of not having your job any longer. But in that also, it is a matter of you recognizing all of the pieces. This is the part about everything is interconnected. Therefore, you have been entertaining, not in a considerably serious manner, but you have been on and off entertaining the idea of perhaps changing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you also value your present job for different reasons, and therefore want to keep it. And this, those factors interplay with the situation also.
Okay.
One, the factor that you are actually or have been entertaining the idea of generating a different job places you in a position in which you are less urgent or desperate, which places you in a position in which you are not clinging to your present job. But simultaneously, you are also valuing your present job, regardless of whether you become bored with it or not. You do value it to a degree,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you also are expressing in a direction that you want to keep it, at least temporarily. Now, in relation to the layoffs and your boss, in that, it gives you a motivation to experiment with expressions and energy in relation to how you interact with your boss and what her perception of you is, in a manner of speaking, to reinforce your position. Therefore, in keeping with your intent or your intention,
mm-hmm.
in this situation, that you are not ready yet to disengage from this particular job. And in that, you also are experimenting with widening your awareness with how to do that, with different actions and how you interact with different individuals. And of late, this subject of your job has been more forefront in your attention, because that is one area that you notice, obviously, that differs from other interactions and situations. Therefore, in experimenting with expressions and energy, you are also being more successful. And in that, it all moves together. It is not an accident that, in a manner of speaking, you target your boss in relation to reinforcing your position at work. And therefore, moving in a direction in which that can be no longer a concern. That
so
you don't have to concern yourself with that aspect, because you are influencing in that direction in a different capacity. Now, recognize you don't make choices for other individuals.
Right.
But you do create your reality. And in doing so, you do influence. And what that means is, it doesn't mean you influence other individuals to do what you want them to do. What it means is you influence by discovering the avenue of cooperation. When you can express that cooperation with another individual, then you remove conflict and threat. You don't only remove conflict and threat from yourself, but you also remove it as your expression, and therefore you remove it from the other individual in relation to you.
Okay. Let me see if I can see if I understand that, what you said. One of the things I noticed in the interactions with her was I immediately, after initially, you know, wanting to argue a little bit, I accepted it and felt resigned.
Excellent.
And I think that ties to the factor that you said I was less tied to the job or less.
Yes. But also, in that resignation, then you open that door for cooperation because you stop opposing. And
right.
Therefore, you stop generating a threat. Opposition creates a threat. And when the opposition is removed, then the threat is removed also.
And then I think in the second part, what you said was I was sort of using her as a feedback mechanism.
Yes.
For the status of my job.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I'm not nearly as concerned about that more recently because the presence, the ability to be present at work has increased a lot. And my reaction, my reactivity in the last week has gone down so much. One of the things that hit me the other day was something you had said a year ago or more to me, which was, and I was talking about a state of dissatisfaction, and you had mentioned that the dissatisfaction was not from being present. It was from notice. It was the signal that you were not present.
Correct.
My paraphrase. And that you can move in the direction of where your intent is not to be present. You're not holding that intent or that thought, but you can notice when you're not present because that dissatisfaction is present, and then simply move to be present.
Correct.
And so I started doing that, and I actually could do it.
Congratulations. I knew you could.
And that freed me up from being tied to the thought process.
And that is tremendous. Because that is one of the single most affecting pieces is your thinking.
Mm-hmm. And I was able to notice, and it's not that I maintain, let's say that most of the time, let's say I make the assumption or I view my thinking as me. But at times I can disconnect that and I can look around the room, and as I move my attention to different objects, I could see that the thoughts automatically spring up depending upon what I'm paying attention to.
Yes. Yes. And that doesn't mean that if you are present that you never think. But you think much less because there is much less to reinterpret. Therefore, you think less because you are using your thought mechanism properly in relation to translating present and new information rather than repeating, translating old information that you already know. Therefore, when you remove all of that repeat thinking, it frees you tremendously in relation to how much you actually are thinking. And that is tremendous. And the reason that that is so tremendous is because when you can do that, then you begin to pay attention to other directions instead of continuously paying attention to what you are thinking.
Yes.
You use so much more time to be paying attention in other directions and to actual communications, which your thinking is not an avenue of communication. It is a translating mechanism. Therefore, it gives you such tremendous freedom in so many other directions to pay attention to when you aren't continuously only paying attention to your thinking.
It really feels like freedom. Because even, like you mentioned this so many times, like that we're already creating what we want, we just don't see it. And I could see it. I already have a job. I already am bringing in money. I already have a relationship, and yet I'm focusing on all the lack.
Yes.
In those areas.
And when you can actually move in the other direction, it is tremendously liberating. Now, I will also offer to you an explanation. And here is the rub, in a manner of speaking, is that most of you are so accustomed to paying attention to your thinking that when you move your attention in other directions and you give yourself that freedom, you actually don't always know what to do.
Understood.
It is very similar to if you were to use an analogy of an individual that has been working at a job for 20 years, every day, 5 days a week, and at some point then that individual is laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And they are laid off in a situation in which they perhaps actually don't have to immediately re-engage work. Let us say that they incorporate a very generous severance package and the individual doesn't financially have to work. Within a very short time framework, that individual likely will be looking for another job. The reason is not out of necessity then, but because they become bored and they don't know what to do with that freedom. This is a significant point because most of you think about and talk about how much you want freedom. And what that means to you is, in your assessment, you want lots of money and you want no job.
Mm-hmm.
That provides you with the means to do whatever you want and the time to do whatever you want in your perception. But in that, what most people don't realize is that they haven't been practicing with what that freedom means and what to do with it. They haven't been practicing with what they enjoy, what they want to do, what interests them, what directions they want to explore. They merely entertain the ideas I want to not work, and I want lots of money. But if they actually produce that, they don't necessarily know what to do with it. And they become bored. And beyond becoming bored, that very easily leads in the direction of discounting, because then they turn their attention to what they usually pay attention to, which is their thinking. But when you are practicing that presence, then it is not necessary to pay so much attention to your thinking. And that frees you to pay attention in other directions, and in a very natural manner, it allows you to ease yourself into those directions of genuine freedom. And then if you do create that scenario in which you have lots of money and you don't work, you know what to do with yourself.
Right.
Because you already have that freedom, because you are already expressing being present and not occupying all of your time or consuming all of your time thinking.
Right, when you're already being self-directing.
Precisely. I would express to you, my friend, a very sincere and hearty congratulations.
Thank you. I started, I guess you would call it, you'd call it meditating, but I would just say it's simply doing what you say to do, the way I conceptualize it, as being in the now, paying attention to myself, what I'm doing and feeling.
Yeah.
And it's self-reinforcing because it feels good. And it's relaxing, and it just makes everything else better.
I very much agree. I would express to you, individuals that practice meditation consistently are much more centered, happy, and healthy individuals.
And so I'm doing that as my meditation for, you know, I'll just sit, say, okay, for the next 20 minutes, I'm just going to do that.
Excellent.
Next half hour, I'm going to just do that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And that is another tremendous piece, is that meditation does not necessarily mean position and chanting. Meditation can be achieved in many different capacities. It is merely an action of a deep relaxation, which does not mean that you are completely unfocused. It merely means that you are relaxed. You are allowing your body to be relaxed, and that you are allowing yourself to align yourself. That is what meditation is. It is an alignment and balance. And that can be achieved in many, many different manners.
Now, one of the questions, and I think this ties into what you were saying a little while ago, is I wonder if I should be doing something else.
Such as?
I don't know.
Or, let me say, you wonder if you should be doing something else in what vein? Doing something else with work, or doing something else with yourself, or doing something else in relation to your expansion or your meditation? In what direction?
Okay. And not tied to the being present or the expansion, because that is just proceeding in a satisfying, very satisfying way. I would say that a lot of the things that I thought I wanted, I'm not sure about that.
I would express congratulations again. That is not unusual if you are genuinely moving in this direction, because your importances change. What I would say to you, my friend, is it is not a matter of striving.
Mm-hmm.
It is a matter of maintaining. Therefore, Adam, when you genuinely discover how to naturally move in a direction of being present, being content, being satisfied, being balanced and centered, then it is a matter of maintaining that and allowing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the allowing naturally create more. Therefore, you never stagnate in one position when you are doing this, because the allowing piece is always active and therefore continuously open to inspiration. And inspiration gives you new directions to explore.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that, because I still have that thought process that, well, these are my goals, like to pay off the mortgage, do this and that, but then where I am right now, I'm kind of like, I just don't want to really consider it that much, just move along and see what happens.
I would agree. I would be very encouraging of you in that direction, because those expressions will, in your terms, take care of themselves.
Okay.
And therefore, it is not important for you to entertain that. Those are factors you already know. And you
right.
already
right.
include in what you do. You don't have to entertain those subjects continuously over and over repeatedly.
Right.
You already know
that
information.
That's operating from the framework that I have to instruct my awareness to create this, otherwise it won't happen.
Precisely, and that is entirely incorrect. You already know what you know, and you don't have to continuously reinforce that. Are you suffering from Alzheimer's?
I don't believe so.
Are you suffering from dementia?
I don't believe so.
Are you suffering from amnesia? Then you don't need to continue to repeat that information. You already know it. Let me express to you, my friend, this is the base of most of it, is that there are so many subjects, there are so many expressions that fall into that category. You already know it. You don't have to continue to repeat. You are not going to forget because you already know it.
Right, right. But the prior framework was not necessarily that I'm going to forget it, but if I don't do something, nothing was going to happen.
And I would agree with that, but you don't have to think about it continuously. You will automatically do. Your mortgage will get paid. You don't have to think about it. You will do it. Or to already know that information.
Right. Right.
Regardless of what job you have or don't have, it will get paid. If you have the means to pay it, and if you don't have the means to pay it, thinking about it won't make that happen any faster or any more.
Well, let me go back to the example of the suite at the hotel.
Very well.
Was when I made that intention, I also did the short little feel as if it was already done.
Yeah. And then were you thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it?
No, but well, this is good because I have a number of examples of this where, so the first hotel I get to, all of a sudden I started thinking about it. And nothing happened. And the second hotel that I came to the next night, I was talking to some colleagues and it was the farthest thing from my mind. And that's when it happened.
Precisely. Precisely.
But did I need to do that feeling as if I already had it?
Do you have to do that?
No. Not. Well, yeah, I guess in that way. Do I have to do that or. And
no.
I don't mean theoretically. I don't want to say, like, if you're, you know. Because, for example, the value of some of the experiential stuff and the feeling stuff is, I believe, is not only does it reinforce your attention, but you also help a address the feelings that are contrary to that, right? That come
up. Yes, I would agree. And I would express that, do you have to do that? No. Is it a benefit to do that for a time framework until you trust yourself enough to know that you have no question about when you set an intention? Yes, it is beneficial to do it.
Okay.
Because it does reinforce you. Eventually, it won't be necessary to do that because you will have that confidence. You won't be expressing that question or that doubt, and therefore you will set an intention and know that it is done.
Okay, because a lot of my questions that I've asked you was whether it needed to be done, which is different than whether it still has value.
Correct. Whether it needs to be done, no. But does it have value? Yes. And you will know when you express that point that it isn't necessary any longer. You will feel that. You will interpret that knowing, that confidence. Just as there are likely points even now in which you may present an impression to yourself and you won't question it. Regardless of what it is, you will express to yourself, I recognize this as an impression, I trust that. Therefore, I will move with it, even if it seems illogical. You don't question it. Because you have practiced and because you have validated yourself enough times in which you have learned to trust. And in the same capacity, when you have expressed that intention and you have generated the visualization enough times that you have validated that it is successful, you won't need to do that any longer. You will automatically trust yourself. And then you will set an intention and know that it is done.
Okay. Okay, that's good. The other thing I noticed with even talking about like this relative to goals is, and I've been training myself to spot, right, the dissatisfaction when I start to move in that direction. And there's a fine line, at least for the way when I, like if I think about my mortgage, it can easily move into an energy of dissatisfaction or something like that, or particularly related to the job.
Yes. I would express this is the point of what I have expressed so many times. It is a matter of perception. Because perception is what creates your reality. And therefore, if you are paying attention in one direction, it influences your perception in that direction. If you pay attention in a different direction, your perception is influenced in a different manner. The same subject, the same situation, the same variables,
Right.
But dependent upon what you are paying attention to it, it changes your relationship to it.
And that ties with a lot of shoulds, too, I think, because I've noticed that, too, is where I'm like, I'm carrying around this assumption that I should have more of this or be doing more of this, and I'm like, well, I actually really don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would very much agree.
It's just I'm carrying around the problem. There really is no problem.
I would very much agree. And that, once again, is a matter of what you are paying attention to, and therefore how that influences your perception.
Right.
Which, as you are beginning to recognize now, you can see how liberating that can be when you change what is important. When you realize that there are so many subjects that you place importance on that aren't actually important, or that don't actually directly affect you. You only think they do.
Yes. I mean, ties in with everything in a way. I can think of family interactions and...
Yes. I would express that the subjects are endless, in which you make them important, in which you perceive that they are directly affecting of you, and they actually aren't.
Right. Unless I make them affecting of me.
Precisely.
That's even the same thing like the discussion with the boss. I can let her do her thing and appreciate her role, or I can choose to let it affect me.
Correct. And if you choose to let it affect you, then you can move in many different directions with that, and many of them may likely be what you don't want. I would express this is tremendous, my friend.
Thank you.
Serves a tremendous congratulations, for that is an accomplishment.
It's like you say, people say they want to be free, but it's like you're free right now.
Precisely. Yes. That is actually the truth. You already know, you already have, you already are. It's just merely a matter of seeing it. But most individuals don't see, because to them all of that is as invisible as the air.
Oh, of course. I mean, if you the tie into, if you're tied into thinking, it's, you're just concentrating on the thoughts.
Precisely. And they become real.
Right.
Because you make them real.
Right. Well, life, I really appreciate our interactions. I'm so much more comfortable, and I'm so optimistic as far as, you know, moving in this comfortable way, which is really only just begun.
What I would say to you, my friend, is a tremendous encouragement, because you are generating much more of an example than you realize. I have expressed this to you previously. You touch more individuals than you are aware of. And you have moved into a position in which you are providing an example to many, 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 many individuals. And in turn, that ripples out and ripples out and ripples out. One individual has much more of an influence and an effect than any of you realize. And I would express to you, in relation to this shifting consciousness, that I would thank you for your contribution.
Thank you, Elias. Thank you. I could
I'm
see
very welcome and well deserving of it.
I could see how where I've waited. Well, I've been very avoiding merging my normal life with even my kids and my wife, right? I keep it completely separate from this and what I'm doing internally. But it's as the confidence in it builds, I was even noticing this weekend in discussions with the kids, opportunities where I could just very easily let this sort of roll out or move, you know, provide some information, or in other words, I don't feel like I need to keep it bottled up.
Correct. And I would very much congratulate you in that movement also.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
That's going to be interesting. Just because certainly with the kids, and you know, you want them to, well, you want them to have their true experience that they are meant to have, but at the same time, you want to see them do well.
Correct. Which is very natural. Of course, you want to see them do well, and you want to encourage them, and you want them to move through their life as easily as possible.
I remember, though, my argument with my parents, though, at some point was, I don't want you to tell me what to do ahead of time so I can avoid this, avoid that, be safe, do this. I just want to go make my own choices and experience it.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elias. Good talking to you.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting. And I shall be offering my energy to you in support and acknowledgement.
Thank you. The other thing I just wanted to touch upon, and I'm sure, is when I had that first realization of the satisfaction and the presence, or that it was a signal of the lack of presence, I started asking you mentally questions, and I was getting very like more the response coming back, obviously it's my own thinking, but it was more, I had a confidence to it that it normally doesn't have.
And that is my energy.
That is your energy. Okay.
I am always present, and I am responsive to you.
Yes, you. And I could tell more and more.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my friend. In wondrous lovingness to you, as always. Au revoir.